almost eerie music, isn't it? About the right music, don't you think, for the coronavirus show? I don't know.
Not really. It's actually kind of upbeat. I mean, if you ever want to remember what 1983 sounded like, there you go.
The name of the song, of course, is Obsession, and that's kind of what it is. It's
appropriate.
Sort of, but that was what I was getting at. But it doesn't. Yeah, I know. It doesn't really matter. The fact is, it's a strange time. These are strange times that we are living in.
Was there ever a time that wasn't strange?
There have been times that have been far less strange than this. I don't recall anything quite like this that has had such a worldwide effect, a pandemic effect, whatever. Italy, the number of countries that are in lockdown right now, what's going on in O'Hare today is exactly the same thing that is happening that happened yesterday. I mean, it was like they're swamped and they didn't. And the governor yesterday and the mayor of Chicago both said, hey, look, we need emergency crews. We need a whole bunch of stuff to come out to O'Hare, and we need to be able to get things, you know, be able to sort these things in a much more organized way. And anyway, it's I suppose in chaos it all becomes the same.
But, and hope everybody is perfectly healthy. Hope everybody's fine.
Well, I think the fact that, you know, we've got, you know, the number of events that are frankly it surprised me that Snow Bowl kept going on.
I guess it's different because in our area of Iowa, at least, knock on wood, there haven't been any confirmed cases.
Well, the difference is, I guess, but we had a lot of churches canceled, schools canceled. We're looking
It's more a precautionary measure.
I understand. And I suppose Snow Bowl, a fundraising event. I understand that.
And to put it in perspective, there's not many people in our office right now.
Well, we've got more people coming in right now as it goes on, but the fact is, it's a, fear breeds fear. Fear is what work is, what doing the market. Fear is what, people that, washing your hands and make sure you got the handset. I haven't seen any of this great mass rush on stores, but then again, I'm not really out in the stores very much, so I don't know, but the fact is, COVID-19, it's all the residual impact. Closing all the bars and restaurants in Illinois. That's a lot of people that are going to be out of work.
They're closing specifically to dine-in aspect. They said delivery and drive-through aspects, but those are still open.
But a lot of these places don't have the ability to do a delivery aspect. Do you follow me? In Chicago, maybe, because you can get Grubhub, but I'm talking about the smaller towns and the smaller cities that don't have necessarily a delivery service. But they may be starting one. I don't know.
Could be.
But that's the thing. Yeah, Chicago's a different world.
A different state.
And it's a different state. It really is.
Anybody from Illinois will tell you Chicago's a different state, me included.
Well, yeah, because there's a zillion places, Lyft and Uber and all of the other things, and there's a million ways to get your food to you. As far as the wait staff, you've talked about that. The wait staff, they're not. Where's the tips coming from?
Where are the tips? Where's
the income?
The check?
Where's the check? Where's the tips? I mean, all of those things.
Unless you're having your wait staff become delivery drivers now.
Well, and like I said, we're talking bars and restaurants. We're talking throughout the entire state. That means little towns too. I mean, what's a little dinky town you live in?
I wouldn't call it dinky. That's
okay. Small town.
There you go.
All right.
Milledgeville, Illinois.
How many people are there?
Less than 1,000.
Okay. Okay. Well, I won't call it dinky, but it's pretty darn close. Okay.
You better not. No.
But okay. Do you have bars and restaurants?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There's four bars on one street.
Well, they're all closed.
I guarantee you, they're not.
You guarantee they're going to stay open regardless of the governor?
Without a doubt.
Really?
People where I'm from just don't care.
Really? Okay. Okay. Well, so much for that, I guess.
I'm saying there are people out there.
They're laughing at the governors.
No, they're Dismissing the danger, for lack of a better term.
All right. I guess
they are recognizing that a lot of the fear around this thing is mostly to avoid it. You just need common sense and practice good hygiene and all that. But
the thing
really
is,
we don't know a ton about it.
Well, rather, that's the reality. There's much less that we know than there is that we do know. I don't know. 754-1490. We'd like to hear your thoughts on that. I think the concern is that are we at the beginning of this, or are we at a stage where we're going to contain this? Are we going to be able to, are the efforts that we're doing? Do you see this thing? I mean, I guess that the longer this goes on, the more we're going to see. I think these whatever we call delays or cancellations or
quarantines, let's call them.
Well, I guess that's really the key. That's the different. People say, well, it's kind of like the flu. Well, I'm sorry. When you have a 14-day quarantine that automatically takes you and you face that if you come down with this,
it's,
regardless of whether it's as mild as it may be.
It's just the prospect of that is terrifying.
Yeah, trying to do.
Because people don't like being cooped up.
They don't like being cooped up, and they certainly don't want to. Yeah, they don't want to be quarantined. Do you want to be quarantined? I don't want to be. And then have to be dealing with the situation. Okay, who did you possibly come in contact with, right? You know, it is interesting. Mike Pence was on. He had a memo that he put out and said, shaking hands with people who are infected with the coronavirus is not a problem. But as long as you. And if you look at and Trump
you
is...
You can't see it, folks, but I'm cocking my head to the side right
but,
now.
But Donald Trump, you're seeing, he's still, they're all of him, he's still shaking hands with all the members of the staff and shaking hands with government leaders and things like that. I mean, it's... I guess the question is, where do you draw the line?
Where do you draw the line there,
and
Chief?
Where do you not? I guess those are questions we have, but... the
one aspect of this that has been greatly affected into major disappointment from a lot of people, myself included, is
sports.
Yes.
Oh,
I apologize for shouting.
Well, the fact is sports is the great escape for a lot of people.
And now our escape's gone.
And the escape is gone.
Well, I mean, some people have other escapes. Like I play video games, I read books,
I
do other things.
I know.
But sports have always been the, mainstay, the go-to thing.
Yes, it's a distraction from, and you got something going on and you don't have a real distraction anymore, or you don't have the distraction.
You don't have your main distraction.
Like
I said, I have other things
but this is, last night was supposed to be Selection Sunday. We were supposed to have March Madness games starting this morning at 11 o'clock and getting underway,
mm-hmm.
and teams going all over the country and all
done.
Of that, and it's gone. And
The NHL season done, the Masters done, NBA done, NFL, the draft is probably going to be delayed.
The CDC has now made it an urgent message that they want to have no sports of any sort, no major league sports until
minors
until at least the 15th
not
of May.
Not even high school sports.
No, not even high school sports. No college sports, nothing.
No little league, nothing.
No.
Which, like I said, it's just so disappointing. It's so deflating, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the wonder is, and I went on the RAGBRAI website yesterday.
That's another thing.
RAGBRAI draws upwards of 20,000 people from all over the world, typically. They said stay tuned. We'll update you on progress as we know it. They've already extended by 2 months the deadline to register, and also said that the cancellation process will be without no penalty, no cancellation penalty whatsoever.
Yeah, and I've seen multiple statements that that people who have bought tickets in advance to these sorts of events, concerts included, are being reimbursed.
How about the cruise lines? Think about that. I know that it's hard.
Have they taken a monetary hit because of the situation, they've taken a massive PR hit too.
Well, and frankly, I don't know how we were really looking forward to. It was a 2-week European vacation.
I remember you were bringing it up a lot.
Well, I was bringing it up because it was one of those things that was it was getting closer.
I understand.
And
you're excited about it.
Yeah, excited about it, and it was going to be a family trip, and got family from California and Chicago and Burlington getting together and having we had a bank of rooms on a very nice ship, veranda rooms all together, so we'd be able to open up the balcony and all of us we'd be able to all be together and mingle together and both outside and inside and it's just well it didn't happen. Common sense said you just have to say no.
I don't do really any international travel, so I don't know what the plans are like. But I can understand, without a doubt, the disappointment of having to cancel any kind of plans.
Well, it's something, and I think that's canceling something and we're going to get our money back, and we'll do it some other time. I got a daughter getting married next year. That won't be next year, so I'm not sure when we'll do it. But lives are changed. But then again, you look at the situation in Italy right now where people are dying. I mean, literally, they were
unprepared.
They're continuing to be overwhelmed. And we're really not doing a lot to really, I guess, what?
I'd say we were more prepared, but maybe less so than other places.
Well, what effect does it have on the economy for, I'm talking about the small business economy. You know, they say, well, we got small business loans and things like that. That doesn't really help these people. They want customers in their
doors.
They
want business.
They want business.
And especially, we have a lot of small businesses here.
Yes. Well, we do, of course, and that's what the small business – this is a small business, for heaven's sakes.
Yes, it is.
And
I guess, in a way, ours is different because we provide a different sort of product than other small businesses.
We do provide a different sort of product, and I guess the old adage is still maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but it's when times are good in terms of advertising – when times are good, you should advertise. When times are bad, you must advertise.
Yep.
Because you need to stay. You have to have.
You have to stay in people's minds.
You've got to stay. You got to put your neck out in the stick it above the head of the crowd. So
yeah.
That's the way. But you know, I'm not going to make a sales pitch on advertising. I just think the fact is, right now it seems the discomforting thing to me is that things are changing almost by minutes and changing as the time goes by. The governor said on Saturday she was leaning towards she wanted to make she said she did not feel that a ban or closing Iowa schools was going to be necessary.
And then on Sunday
she said we're going to close Iowa schools for 30 days. That's how quickly things change. I don't know. We were trying to talk about something that I was trying to come up with some analogy of sports that was where all of a sudden news overwhelms sports. And I can only think of one case. It was before you were born, a long time before you were born, in 1972. Jim McKay was the anchor man for the 1972 Munich Olympics. And Jim McKay was on, getting ready to introduce another one of the events. And as he's on the air, getting ready and making the announcement, now let's go to the ice rink, or not the ice rink, but let's go to
the
swimming.
Field.
Let's go down to the swimming to the swimming arena.
He was thrown to another sport.
And all of a sudden, he got this message. He got handed a message, and he said, ladies and gentlemen, we have just received a news bulletin that 11 Israeli athletes have been taken hostage by a terrorist organization, and that they are demanding, you know, what they're demanding, et cetera, and et cetera. We're going to stay right here, and we're going to see if we can get more information on this as we go along. And he stayed on the air for 23 straight hours.
Wow.
And reporting on that event. And Yeah, that was sport. All of a sudden, news and something like that just overwhelmed.
The only other thing that even comes close to that, I think, is if you remember in the 80s, there was the earthquake during the World Series where they just that was constant coverage all over the place.
Yes, but that was
even then non-sports, just regular news. The only thing that even comes close, possibly, is 9/11.
Yeah, there you go. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break. We're going to be doing a break and having some news. We've got more coming up. We'll take your phone calls as well. I guess what? What is the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Well, the fear seems to be even overwhelming the fear that we have of ourselves. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back after this.
I'm Michael Braskowski, the voice of Southeastern Community College Basketball, and join me every Friday for Live with Blackhawk Nation, sponsored by Standard of Beaverdale, as we talk with the coaches, athletes, and others for an insider's view of the SEC athletics program. Hear the latest news regarding the teams at SEC. Hear Live with Blackhawk Nation every Friday at 7:22 in the morning and 5:25 in the evening on 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, and at 7:56 a.m. and 5:56 p.m. on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Outstanding performance, exceptional comfort, and ease of maintenance are just a couple phrases we use to describe our awesome Kubota SSV skid steers. Josh here with Morning Sun Farm Implement. Are you in the market for a new skid steer? Have you looked at the Kubota SSV skid steers yet? If you haven't yet, it would be well worth your time to make a trip to Morning Sun Farm Implement and check out a new Kubota SSV today. With horsepower ranges of 65 and 75, available with or without a cab, Kubota offers a skid steer to fit your needs and wants. The Kubota SSV can be fitted with either pilot controls or hand and foot controls to fit any operator's comfort. Come to Morning Sun Farm Implement and check out a new Kubota SSV. Backed by our superior sales and service staff, this really is the best skid steer on the market today. Give us a chance to prove it to you. Morning Sun Farm Implement, your local farmer-owned dealership. Check out our website at msfarmimpl.com.
Great River Medical Center offers a simple screening test to help determine your risk for a heart attack. It's painless, safe, and accurate, and it's just $49. Cardiac calcium scoring measures calcium buildup in your coronary arteries. The higher your score, the higher your risk. Test results give you the opportunity to seek treatment early. Coronary artery disease claims more lives than lung, breast, colon, and prostate cancers combined. Ask your healthcare provider about a cardiac calcium scoring test at Great River Medical Center.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. A plunge on Wall Street. Stocks tanked at the open this morning as investors were not calmed by an emergency interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve last night.
What the Fed has done will keep things from getting worse. It's basically the Fed's traditional lender of last resort function. It's going to keep the economic crisis from becoming a financial crisis.
Wall Street Journal's Greg Ipp on CNBC. A circuit breaker has been set up to keep stocks from falling through the floor today. A 7% drop for the S&P 500 index means a 15-minute trading halt began. Banks can now borrow money from the federal government at a 0% interest rate. That's free money, and the hope is that the banks make it available very cheaply to businesses that need it in this trying time. Not only are major cities, including New York and Chicago, closing schools to try to keep down the spread of the coronavirus, retailers are closing stores across the country. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they could help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
News brought to you by Kelly O'Shea's Pub and Grill, featuring a full menu including seafood, steaks, chops, pub sandwiches, whole catfish, and appetizers, as well as nightly specials. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
And now a look at today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. Burlington City Councilman Matt Rinker is making a run for the Iowa Senate. The Burlington Beacon reports that Rinker announced his candidacy via Facebook Friday and will be running for Iowa State Senate District 44 as a Republican. State Senator Tom Green, a Republican from Burlington, will not seek a second term in the Iowa legislature, leaving open a swing seat that is considered a must-win for Democrats desperate to gain more leverage in the chamber where they are greatly outnumbered. Green, elected to represent Senate District 44 in 2016, ousted Democrat Tom Courtney in a surprising upset, riding a Republican wave that swept through the State House and across the country. District 44 includes all of Des Moines and Loisa counties and part of Muscatine County. Police are investigating a fatal shooting in the central Iowa city of Marshalltown. Marshalltown police said the shooting was reported around 3:30 a.m. Sunday. Officers responding to the shooting found a critically injured 27-year-old man with gunshot wounds. The man was taken to a Marshalltown hospital where he later died. His name wasn't immediately released Sunday. Police say a 30-year-old man was arrested Sunday as a suspect in the shooting. Iowa leaders say they will halt the current legislative session for 30 days after learning the state now has community spread of COVID-19, the illness caused by the spreading coronavirus. Colin Tadlock, the spokesman for the House Republicans, says in a statement that leaders made the decision Sunday. The decision was made in consultation with the Iowa Department of Public Health and Governor Kim Reynolds. The House and Senate will convene on Monday to consider resolutions regarding the continuity of government to ensure delivery of essential government services. Des Moines officials have banned gatherings of more than 250 people on public property and canceled the city's St. Patrick's Day parade because of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Des Moines Mayor Frank Coney announced these moves Sunday when he declared a state of emergency in the city. Iowa now has 18 cases of COVID-19 in the state, including one in Dallas County that isn't related to travel. That case in the Des Moines suburbs indicates the virus is becoming more common in Iowa because officials can't trace the origin of it. And those are today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Kathleen Maloney. For a third time in 2 weeks, trading is halted on Wall Street as stocks plunge almost 10% just after opening.
The biggest percent drop again since 1987. We're also seeing European stocks. The moment that the trading floor was halted here, right around 9:30, you saw stocks in Europe continue to fall to hit their lows of the day, down over 10%.
Fox's Christina Partsenevalos at the New York Stock Exchange. Coronavirus having a major impact on our social lives as the CDC issues new guidelines.
Calling for an 8-week ban of large gatherings of 50 or more people. They say it's intended for anyone organizing conferences, festivals, parades, concerts, sporting events, weddings, and just about anything else you can imagine that used to be part of our regular daily lives.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. This coming as cities across the nation close restaurants and bars. America's listening to Fox News.
Come enjoy the warmth and hospitality of an authentic Irish pub right here in Burlington. Kelly O'Shea's restaurant features seafood, steaks, chops, pub sandwiches, whole catfish, appetizers, and delicious nightly specials. The bar offers specialty beers on tap, extra cold bottles and cans, and a variety of liquors and coolers. At Kelly O'Shea's, they enjoy what they do, and they're sure you will too. So come on down, meet some friendly people who love to socialize, and enjoy a warm meal and cold drink at Kelly O'Shea's Pub and Grill on Main Street in Burlington.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Cloudy skies, occasional rain. Could even see a little bit of snow in there this morning. A slight chance of rain this afternoon. A high to 43. Mostly cloudy tonight. A slight chance of rain. Low down to 35. Mostly sunny Tuesday, 50. Increasing clouds Tuesday night. Rain is 60% likely. Low down to 42. Rain virtually certain Wednesday with a high to 56. And rain on Thursday with a high to 65 right now. A little bit of light rain. It's 36 degrees.
No matter what's going on with the temperature outside, you're going to be fiddling with the temperature inside. And that means messing around with the thermostat. Summertime, you'll need to cool off with some air conditioning. Winter, you're going to need to warm up with some heating. Spring and autumn, it just really depends on the day. But what happens when the temperature doesn't respond like it's supposed to? Maybe the air conditioner goes on the fritz, or the heater just stops. Make sure no matter what's going on outside, you're fine inside. Hi, I'm Bob Jern from Jern Heating and Air Conditioning. The temperature outside may be unpredictable, but with an Amana high-efficiency furnace and air conditioner, the temperature inside will stay just where you want it. For comfortable and consistent temperatures in your home all year round, while Jerns Heating and Air Conditioning, your man dealer, serving Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois, with 24-hour service and never an overtime charge.
Everything you need to know and more on AM and FM. All your favorite programs and personalities with a cleaner, clearer signal and a larger nighttime coverage area. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Welcome back on the talk show today. We're talking about anything and everything. Obviously, there are other things that are going on. City Council meeting is on for tonight. Is that right? They've got
Yes, it is.
And I think that, so the council meeting will be going on. Is there any restrictions on the number of people to go to a council meeting?
I'm not sure. I mean, the capacity of the council chambers isn't really that high. But
well, and I guess the question is, what is the limit on gatherings? And is there a limit on gatherings? We don't really know.
We had John Billups on this morning.
Well, John was supposed to be on for his role as Notre Dame Development Director.
I've had a quick question for him as mayor.
I think that it's very safe to say that I think it's already been determined that the Notre Dame and Holy Trinity kids are definitely not going to Rome.
John, if you're listening, feel free to call in.
Yeah, that seems to be it. They had moved it back. They were supposed to depart on the 13th. They'd moved it back to April 17th. I don't see that. I mean, we said that earlier that Great Taste, that has been moved from the 27th of March to the 1st of March. But, you know, these things are, everything is fluid right now still, and anything that is delayed could be delayed further depending upon what happens.
Pending delays,
yeah.
Which is a real shame. Like, I know people are probably tired of hearing about all the coronavirus stuff, but really it's kind of encompassing everything that's going on right now. Everything is revolving around it.
Well, and I think that, you're talking about small business. It's, I don't know how much of an impact it has on small business. I'm looking at that as, I think it all depends. It's going to be spotty at best. I think that people still need stuff. They still need to buy stuff, right? I mean, that's going to...
Oh, absolutely. And generally, when you can't get it at any of the bigger retailers, or some people, they go straight to the small businesses.
And, you know, is it safe? Well, it should be. I guess the question is, you know, unless this thing turns into a thing where we've got it, you know, it's like the plague or whatever, where, you know, it's like, okay, I don't dare be open because... somebody might bring it into my store, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever, I guess.
I think in general, like we've been saying, I think the best way to combat this, if you're healthy and you're worried about it, is practice real common sense when it comes to illnesses.
And I think that's obvious. That's an obvious one. I would agree with
and
that.
And above all else, I would like to throw out my PSA here. Don't hoard things. Be kind to people and just... In general, try and stay positive.
All right.
Just in general, don't be a jerk.
Yeah, I think most people are taking it. Most of the people have been taking it reasonably in stride. I think you've had a few cases. I think the situation at O'Hare had to be extremely, extremely frustrating for all of those people arriving from overseas. And Chicago and O'Hare is a very extraordinarily busy airport where
it's one of the busiest airports in the country.
It's the second busiest. Hartsfield in Atlanta is the number one.
And I'd say a number three would be JFK in New York.
And probably number three would be JFK.
You can make an argument for LAX.
LAX would be number up. It's certainly in the top four.
We've got
four.
A solid top four here.
Yeah, solid top four.
You can
four.
Move those around anyway. It probably depends on the day, really.
Yeah. You know what? I've never flown into New York. That's the only thing I...
Neither have I.
All right. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who do we have with us today? Hello.
This is Dean, basically.
Hey, Dean.
My church is not basically quoted the Bible, and basically we prayed over this, and I tell everybody out there that trust the Lord God Jesus Christ, all your means to be met, and He will take care of you. He'll watch over you, and you say in Jesus' name that break the chain of fear, because with Him you got nothing to fear, because He will take care of you. But one thing I noticed, that once again on NBC and those cable networks, CNN, I feel sorry for these people. They really hate Trump so much that basically that they really see this economy go down a tank.
Dean, stop it. You're not going to get away with that. You got to tell me who is saying.
Well, it was on CNN. It was on NBC, where the shows where basically a guy said that he does, that Trump don't care about the American people, when another guy complained about everything and didn't give any support.
Well, wait a minute. Now, wait. How does that? That's not. You think that that's? But look, Dean. Dean, it's just politics, Dean. You're not going to get away with that kind of thing. And you can pray all you want. And the other thing is that most of the, you know, the churches, a lot of the churches are canceled right now. And Dean, don't give me a D or don't give me an R. I don't really think this is a Democrat or Republican type of situation.
It's not. It's really not. No matter how bad people want to make it.
I'm sorry. You want to rant. If you want to rant about it, go on Facebook, because that's where everybody's ranting about it right now.
Oh, believe me, yes, it is.
Yeah, you know what? You hate Trump? Well, that's fine. You hate the Republicans? That's fine. If you hate the Democrats, that's fine.
We're not here to judge people's beliefs.
No, and it really doesn't. We've got
beliefs of any kind.
Matt Rinker running for Senate. That's an interesting one.
That's an interesting one. I had heard a rumor about him announcing it.
And Tim Goodwin is running. I believe he's also a Republican. Is Matt running on the Democrat or Republican?
Matt is running as a Republican.
He's running as a Republican, and you've got Tim Goodwin as
a Republican. Yes.
And I saw who is it?
Courtney.
Yeah, Tom Courtney signed.
I assume would be running as a Democrat.
Well, and Courtney was the senator prior to his.
And he was defeated in the race.
Yeah, and so I guess the question is he coming back?
Give it one more go.
Yeah, give it another go. I don't know, but it's interesting. And you've got Shane McCampbell. He's running for the Board of Supervisors.
And I think
as a nonpartisan candidate.
And I think he'll have no trouble getting any signatures from anybody to launch that campaign.
Well, you know, I think that so we're getting a little bit of, there's some things going on besides it, you know, it's kind of nice to have some things going on besides the.
It's quite sobering, wouldn't you say?
Well, it's sort of almost a relief. It's a little bit
of cathartic.
It's a cathartic thing to have other things
to deal with.
Go through
the thesaurus here.
Yeah. I guess that's and Matt, you know, it was interesting. I had Matt on. He was talking about his European trip.
We had him on City Council Day.
Yeah, he was on for City Council Day talking about how great a deal he got to go to. He was going to the going. He's
going
flying
to
London. Going to fly to London. Yeah. Okay. Well. Scratch that, mm-hmm. And then take the family to Greece. Well, okay, he might still be able to do that, but he was talking about doing these things. I think the fact is, maybe or maybe not. I think that's the question: is how long do you think the thing's going to last? I guess
we don't know.
We don't know, so we can't answer that.
All we can do is speculate, and.
I think you're right. I think you were saying about be kind, think positive.
Don't hoard.
I think particularly the small businesses, what you recommended is, small businesses need all the help they can get right now.
And if you can get it from a small business, do it.
Because that's really going to make, it will improve your local economy. That's what's going to do it.
And that's really just how I mentioned the term, don't be a jerk. That's just how I try to live my life. I just try to be nice to people who are nice to me.
Okay, bars and restaurants closing all over Illinois. Do you see that happening nationwide? There has been talk about that.
Sporadically, I think.
You don't see it as a nationwide ban.
I see this happening in bigger cities where there's bigger risk, but in smaller communities, I'd say towns of 5,000 and under, not going to be an issue.
All right, that's an interesting thought. So you're saying, the Illinois decree was statewide. So you're
saying,
yeah,
but is everybody going to follow it? Probably not.
Well, I don't know what happens. What happens if you flaunt it? I mean, if you
flaunt it is different than just saying we're keeping business as usual.
I don't know. We might like an opinion on that. 754-1490.
Also,
I don't know.
An opinion we'd like is the toilet paper thing. What's the reason? We still don't know.
I don't have a clue other than the fact that I think, you know what? I don't have a clue.
Neither do I.
Do you have a clue?
Please tell us. 754-1490.
754-1490. Anything else you want to talk about? That is fair game as well. I think we are talking about sports being canceled. You're right. It is a distraction, and that is, you said, cathartic. Having sports to watch on the weekend, you know, especially if you're kind of stuck inside on kind of a crappy day.
I mean, there are lots of other things too. I mean, with stuff like Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, you got movies and TV at the tips of your fingers.
How about points bets sports?
Oh, good lord!
What are they? They have 120. Do you know they have 120 video screens?
Mm-hmm.
What are they showing on their 120
Probably,
video screens?
Reruns.
Does anybody know? All right, 754-1490. And we'd like to hear from you today.
If you're looking for complete coverage of local, state, regional, and national high school, college, and professional sports, tune in to Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360 to Dave O'Hara Sports every Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. If you want to listen to archived episodes or interviews of specific players, coaches, reporters, and broadcasters, or have comments or questions for the show, go to twitter.com/DaveO'HaraSports or facebook.com/DaveO'HaraSports.
News Radio 1490 KBUR is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notifications of job vacancies at this station, please notify John Pritchard at 610 North 4th Street, Suite 300, Burlington, Iowa. Email John P. at burlingtonradio.com or phone 752-5402. KBUR is an equal opportunity employer and encourages minorities and females to apply.
Pritchard Broadcasting is a locally owned media and entertainment company specializing in live events, radio, digital, and social media. We provide information and entertainment to the local community and trusted marketing solutions to area businesses. Pritchard Broadcasting currently has a space available for an account representative, and we're looking for a community-oriented individual to join our sales team. As an account representative for Pritchard Broadcasting, you will identify and develop new business opportunities to sell radio, digital, and special events to prospective clients. Your goal will be to grow client relationships you create and help our customers achieve their marketing objectives. You will have the opportunity to use your experience to make our customers successful. To be seriously considered for this position, you must be an enthusiastic and hardworking person who thrives in a fast-paced, high-growth, rapidly changing culture and environment. Interested? Send your cover letter and resume to Pritchard Broadcasting, 610 North 4th Street, Suite 300, Burlington, Iowa, 52601, or email marketing at burlingtonradio.com. No calls, please. Pritchard Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Sometimes your health gives you a scare and causes you to start thinking deeply about the future. At Prue Thielen Funeral Home, our pre-arrangement specialists are here to help give you peace of mind, knowing your final wishes will be carried out the way you want them to be, giving you one less thing to worry about, so you can focus on living your life. Call or stop by for a free personal expressions guide to help you get started. Prue Thielen Funeral Home. Recognizing a life well lived and celebrating memories.
And welcome back on an open phone day today. And again, anything and everything regarding anything. And Dean, I'm sorry, but I don't want to hear that the Democrats hate Trump. Of course, I think a lot of Democrats, there are, yes, it's, do they, are there people that hate Trump? Are there people that hate the Democrats? Yes, there certainly are. And
It's kind of beating a dead horse.
But it's beating a dead horse. And the fact is, I was thinking, and I don't. We were talking before we went, just during the break now, talking about the fact Biden or Bernie Sanders, does it give either one of them? I don't think it. I think it's too far. I don't think right now it really does. I think the fact is, what Trump does certainly will, and the more successful he is at doing whatever he does, will certainly enhance.
Garner support.
It will garner support. And
anything he mishandles will be ammunition.
And anything that mishandles will be.
Just like with any other thing.
But that's it, yeah.
It's the same with every other election. Anything good is good for the president. Anything bad is bad for him.
Well, and yes, and. You know, we had.
And is there good? Yeah. Is there bad? Yeah.
Well, but I don't think the issue is this demonstrates, I guess, what the global we have a global economy. We have and everything is
we communication have, and information is instant.
Right. And we have you're right, 24-hour news cycle that has to keep filling that news cycle with something, right?
And they got to put content out that keeps your eyes glued to whatever screen you're watching it on.
There's no doubt, anyway. All right, our phone lines are open at 754-1490, 319-754-1490. We're talking about politics a little bit there. Cascade Bridge, my understanding, I haven't heard a word on the... I keep on getting information saying that, you know, they're going to have information coming out on this and
we've seen
an update.
Nothing of it.
And maybe it's sort of been lost in the shuffle, but we'll see. We're talking about churches and things like that, the gatherings. A lot of churches have pretty high elderly parishioners. And the elderly are the ones who are affected the most by this virus.
Yeah, they're definitely one of the most at risk.
The high risk, anyway. Reading some of the stories from Italy, it's kind of scary because I think that were they ill prepared? I don't know. I don't think
they were.
I don't think they.
By all accounts, they were completely unprepared.
I don't think they were anticipating. I don't think they were anticipating how. Absolutely overwhelming this entire situation would be. And how fast it happened.
That was another thing that really caught them off guard, is that they weren't ready for it, and it happened way too quickly for them to react.
And the number of people that are saying, hey, you know what, there could be a 500,000 people in the United States that already have this, but we don't know. Is that an exaggeration or is that a scare tactic? And I don't know if it is. What is it? Why would you have a scare tactic like that?
Something tells me you could have a scare tactic like that, but we have been pretty much trained to forever be skeptical.
Yeah. You know, I think, and we talked about, I guess, let's see, what are the other impacts? I guess that we're facing. I think small businesses. Obviously, restaurants, bars, gathering places.
Casinos.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything about Catfish Bend Casino.
Neither have I. I have heard nothing about Catfish Bend. If anyone knows anything, feel free to call in.
And I'm not sure what, you know, whether the, and the casino industry itself. Yeah, we're talking.
That's a big one, too, because you've got all those people in a confined and enclosed space. You go into a casino. There's no windows. There's maybe two or three exits.
There's a lot of smoke there,
You're
too.
You're boxed in.
There's a lot of smoke there, too.
Boxed and sealed in.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know. That's another thing that just occurred to me. So you got, but you know what?
Theme parks, that's another one. Completely glossed over that one.
Although the theme parks are closed, yeah.
Just so many things just... turtled in and said, no, we're closed until this dies down, which honestly in the long run might be the smart decision,
but we don't know. Okay, all right, 754-1490, let's go to the phones right now. Good morning, who do we have with us?
Yeah, this is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Morning, Jack.
I got a question for you. If you notice the map, how come there isn't a whole lot of outbreak in Russia right now? There's like one little red dot.
You know, I'm not sure why. Do you have an idea?
I've been puzzled about that.
It's been probably the furthest away from any known cases, at least in the more populated areas of Russia.
I would think that it's because
I'd say most of the population of Russia is more centered around Eastern Europe.
Yeah, okay. I would say too. And but you're right. I think a lot of it is that they don't have as much of a transportation hub that they, you know, that basically that comes through there.
They're a pretty semi-isolated country.
Yeah, and I think that's probably one of the reasons. The U.S. is, everybody
they
wants
to... They have tight travel regulations over there,
everybody,
tight like a drum.
Everybody wants to come to the U.S., and we are in a position where we welcome everybody, or we have anyway, welcome mm-hmm. everybody.
We try to anyway.
But that's an interesting thought.
It's just an offer, and same with Virginia. Why Virginia?
I don't know. Well, we have also we
a lot
have
of people, a lot of people traveling to Washington D.C. and maybe go through Virginia. Just a
is
thought.
Is that where all the congressmen and senators live in Virginia?
A lot do. I'm
during
guessing.
Sessions, I would guess live in Virginia and Maryland and
yeah.
that area.
Okay, it's just again, it's just a thought. Well,
you know, the other thing. Well, take a look at the below the equator. Now you do have an outbreak in. In Brazil, I believe. And
That's a very dense populated country.
But it's a densely populated, and what has been happening, what did they have? They had Carnival that happened there.
That's a big event.
And Carnival also brings
It's like Mardi Gras.
So but I'm saying is that if anything's going to break, if you're going to have something, it would be a huge event that would possibly bring people that might have COVID, whatever, or coronavirus. It would certainly expand that, wouldn't it? Yeah. But look at Africa. Very little in Africa right now. Very little in the rest of South America.
Well, you don't know because they don't have the reporting system that we would have. There could be people dying from it that we may not know about it.
That's another thing.
And how true is the things we're hearing about China?
Yeah. I don't even trust what they're saying about the USA anymore. When they cancel NASCAR, that's a national catastrophe.
Well, I'll tell you what, they canceled NASCAR, but they canceled everything else,
here's
too.
Here's the thing.
I know, but they got a bunch of rednecks drinking beer and smoking. No virus is going to bother them. So.
Here's the thing, though, Jack. I've said this multiple times, and that is the things that the people who are in the know don't want us to know, we will never know.
Okay.
That is true.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, thanks,
Thank
Jack.
You.
All right.
I think it's... We don't want to get too far into conspiracy territory.
Yeah, I don't. I think that the common or the general consensus is that as the weather warms, as we move farther and farther into warm
severe.
Weather, we'll see this do the same thing that virtually every other related.
That's the theory, and I think the theory is once we get there, they'll have more breathing room to work on an inoculation for
yeah.
it or a vaccine or something like that. But just to piggyback on something funny, he was talking about canceling NASCAR. Like a day after the NHL announced their cancellation, I want to stress this as an anecdote, there was news coming out that every top professional in Canada was working on a vaccine for COVID-19, and the direct comment below I saw was, hockey's been canceled for 6 hours, and Canada's already almost fixed this.
Well, no.
That's a joke,
It's a joke.
And that's, I think, what we need in this situation is a good amount of levity.
Maybe that's the way to put it right now. It is a Monday. Tomorrow we have, Rhonda Reif is going to join me. We'll talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about massage. Be happy. Be happy with massage. It's a day is coming up on Friday. So we're, and all of the benefits to your immune system and things like that to relax you, to de-stress you and that sort of thing.
Probably sleep better.
Sleep better, all of those things. We'll talk a little bit about that. That'll be in the part one of the show tomorrow. Robin Johnson will be in part two. We're not sure yet exactly. I think we'll have another part as well, but it may be, who knows. We're trying to figure out what exactly is and isn't going on right now.
That seems to be the gamble.
That's the gamble. All right. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for... And Dean, I'm sorry, you can't just go in the same rant all the time, okay?
Have a good day, y'all.
You bet.